step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
For TV last night was the great one as we introduced Jim Larranaga. You were getting more TV time last night than Donna Shalala during the election.
Who would your money be on in the one-on-one game between LeVar Ball and Michael Jordan now that LaMelo is with Charlotte?
Are we being serious?
No.
So, are they going to play one-on-one football? I mean, come on. Maybe hockey. I don't know. Swimming? Maybe one-on-one in a swimming? I don't know.
But. Iron Eagle, ladies and gentlemen. Do us a favor, if you could do some reporting for us, because we're curious to see what the answer to this might be, and we don't have access to Ben Roethlisberger, but if you have a Zoom meeting prior to the game about the strategy, Pittsburgh-Jacksonville, can you run the Kim Jong-un theory by Roethlisberger and see what he says, that he will be left standing along with the cockroach when Un finally pulls the trigger?
The thing that has to be pointed out is the fourth straight interview that I've done with you guys where a dictator has
come
been
up?
Mentioned. Some dictator somehow, man, I don't know if it's Mussolini, if it's Stalin, if it's Kim Jong-un. They're going to make air somehow. I don't know if you have a pool with your buddies. Like, hey, next time Ian's on, can you work in another dictator? I'll give you $10. You do it, you get $10.
Your suspicions are well-founded, my friend. Jim Larranaga, you're in a park back in the days in New York. Coach Larranaga, James Harden shows up. Would you label him a chucker?
I will tell you this. If I were choosing stuff, he would not be on my team.
That's great.
Chucker.
Definitely
I want to play with guys who actually pass the ball. Now, I will tell you this. I love James Harden. He comes and works out in our practice facility every summer. He's a great guy, and he's fun to be around, and our players love going against him. It's very interesting because the Brooklyn Nets act like they're trying to get James Harden to come to Brooklyn. And if they get him, they're going to have to change the rules of the game because they're going to need definitely more than one ball, probably at least three.
The time.
Wake up with Defo, joined by Luby. Welcome to The Defo Show.
Kind of funny. Tuesday, Wednesday, man, I think about money. Work out in the cold, cold sweat, thinking about that winning bet. Thursday night, I'm feeling all right. Degenerate Friday's in my side. Degenerate Friday. Degenerate Friday. I said degenerate Friday. Degenerate Friday. The default told Jersey if I have my way, every single day will be degenerate Friday. Jimmy Marcus gotta pick the winners in the way. Yeah, it's my favorite day of the week. Got my on a winning streak. Boys down deal, they love the show. They follow our picks and make some dough. Degenerate Friday. Degenerate Friday. I said degenerate Friday. Degenerate Friday. Default told Jersey if I have my way, every single day would be degenerate Friday.
North Dakota, the five ball in the ninth race at Aqueduct tomorrow. Scrape up what you can. Don't bet over your head. Bet with it and take a shot on the number five, Shug McGahee, North Dakota, in the Red
Smith. In the Red Smith, the great sports comp.
Real Factor leads the field into the far turn. Real Factor still has that 10-length lead or maybe more. And now Ziad being asked to pick it up along with Aquaphobia and Red Knight. Then it is North Dakota and Dr. Mountie. The field is in the stretch. They're closing in now on Real Factor. Here comes Ziad on the outside. Here comes Aquaphobia. Here comes Red Knight. North Dakota, far outside. It is Dr. Mountie. It is Ziad with the lead. But Red Knight is closing, along with North Dakota. North Dakota to get up and win the Red Smith Stakes.
Dancing days are here again.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Happy Thanksgiving. Everybody's giving thanks to Jersey Kyle. Praise all across the universe. Comes up with a bomberooski there. Pays $19.40. Unbelievable. And I don't know what it is. Luby just doesn't get the math. We'll get into that. Let me wish everybody a good morning. Special edition of Degenerate Wednesday, I guess it would be. Degenerate Friday show, usually out here on Fridays. We're going to be off Thursday and Friday for the Thanksgiving Day holiday. So we're out here and have the pleasure of being out here at the Breezeway Bar at Gulfstream Park this morning. Absolutely a splendid scene, and what a way to wrap up a short week on the air here. Jersey Kyle's out here, and wow, people, it was amazing. They were lined up when you came into the parking lot. There aren't that many people around in the morning, just the exercise riders, the trainers, the hard-working people that put this game together. I'm sure Billy Badgett is on the grounds here somewhere. Maybe some of the people from the staff here, Michael Ortega, Greg DeVincent, probably already getting ready because the championship meet is a week from today, gets underway. But it was incredible, and Luby, you won't believe this. How many people were high-fiving, well, from a distance, high-elbowing Jersey Kyle, and just acknowledging his greatness because, and this is what Luby doesn't get. Did you take arithmetic? It wasn't even math we're talking about here. Luby, did you take, good morning, Luby, by the way. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing well. Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Did you do well in simple arithmetic? Multiplication, addition, things like that.
Yes,
you're a
yes.
smart kid. I mean, it's not. You're probably intellectually, which is hard to imagine based on some of the things that you say on a show, but intellectually, you might be the most advanced of the three of us. It's very possible that you have the highest IQ. I know Jersey's is somewhere in the sub-zeros, and mine is immeasurable. They have that N/A not available, like you were playing a college football game. Well, we're not sure if they're playing Wisconsin this week. Are they playing Wisconsin? Oh, in Wisconsin. Yeah, bah, bah, bah. But what don't you get about 9-1, Luby? You could give out 8 straight winning football games, and you still would be behind Jersey Kyle by one more winner. And you're saying what, that he went over the pandemic? You're still going to pin that on the kid? Nobody knew what to do during the pandemic.
Sure.
That's your response?
That is my response. I mean, what do you want? What do you want me to say? He's hit 3 in the last 6 months. Yay.
He's in 3 in the last 6 weeks. What are you talking about, Luby?
Yeah, because just 2 weeks shrinking it to make it sound better.
Shot. Oh, my God. The kid won't give you a break. Jersey, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing good. I mean, you know, it was a tough run there during the early stages.
Because you weren't paying attention. And I was just reading a book, The Greatest Gambling Story Ever.
Yes.
Interesting story about cartels and bets that were made on winning colors in Agua Caliente. About a third of the way through it. It's only taken me 6 hours to read a book that normally people would consume in one.
Yes.
But nonetheless, I mean, and they made the equation, the illusion. I circled this. I didn't even want to write in a book because it's not mine. I borrowed it off Francesco.
Yes.
But I had to put a ring around this. So one thought, which was that it was a dumb idea to get a girlfriend because almost coincidentally with anybody finding romance, while they're a sick, degenerate gambler, they go on what seems to be an endless losing streak. Written right there on, like, page 46 of The Greatest Gambling Story Ever.
You've circled this?
I circle this, and I'm going to give you the book because you would enjoy reading it. It's a lot of racing vernacular and terminology and a lot of degenerate gambling talk, although they tried to simplify it. But, you know, the average person doesn't understand what we're talking about anyway when you're going into degenerate conversation, and you're using all the terminology, you know?
Ah, I got clipped at the wire. Yeah, wire, what are you talking about?
But, no, and that was the thing. See, you get a free pass, and Luby does not understand this, that when you kind of re-upped your bid there with the lovely Karen.
Karen, why did you do that?
But almost as soon, simultaneously with your reconnection with Karen from 40 years ago, came just a horrendous, hideous losing streak at picking horses because you weren't paying attention anymore.
No, I believe
I saw you with the form there. You would glance at it and go, okay, let me get one out, Defoe.
Now, I believe that was coincidental. I really don't believe it has anything to do with Karen, because lately, I mean, you know,
You're still on fire.
I've been picking winners since the Derby. I think that's what we needed. We needed a big race to show up. We picked the winner of the Kentucky Derby. We came back a few weeks ago with Luby's horse that I did because he was making that move, that exit from the trailer park as the guy was getting released from the penitentiary.
That was just 3 weeks ago.
That was 3 weeks ago.
Stuck in one loser and come back right back at 9-1.
We did run third last week with a $5 show price, but that was a tough beat. And then of course, last week we come back with a winner. So, you know, I mean, it's really been not that far-fetched, and all of them have paid over $17 or $18.
This isn't easy, Luby. I mean, you can go out there all day and give me, like, the big favorite in a football game and eke one out, don't cover the point spread, but you played it on the money line at minus 560 or something like that.
Could it be Luby secretly is just mad because he's not getting down on these horses and that he could have already paid for the wedding like twice?
Think about this for a second here. Your $20 better picked up $194 last week.
Yes.
Your $200 better picked up $1,940. Your $2,000 better picked up $19,400.
That simply would have fed the entire wedding party.
It would have paid for the whole pandemic, everything that happened. Toilet paper, you would have been flush forever and flushing forever.
Just for a quick two dimes out of the Lubitz account, which you know is probably flush because you don't spend a nickel.
No, and he's making scores in real estate now. He's doing everything. It's just amazing. Luby, what are you going to do with all that money? Because you should be betting the Jersey Kyle horses. Is there any chance that you will change your philosophy, open your eyes, and wake the bleep up that this is not easy, and what's happening here on this show has been phenomenal in terms of picking winners and especially
giving out... Is there any chance? Can you answer the question, Luby? Is there any chance?
He tuned us
out. 0.0.
All right, the kid's back on his game.
Now he's on his game.
He took that giant dump before the show started. I couldn't find him with a search warrant for the first 15 minutes I was out here. I'm going, Luby, Luby.
Luby, you peel off a couple sticks. You send Shirley out to the mall. Let her go buy something.
Yeah.
You know, with the mask and the gloves and everything. Let her go buy herself a present. Meanwhile, you pilfer the account for $1,000, and you bet it on my Thanksgiving Day special, which I'm going to give out later in the show.
And this is a beauty.
And this is a beauty. And then you can pay for the wedding, Luby. This is a 10-to-1 shot. It'll all be good.
I'm going to be face down in the gutter, I believe, after Thursday. No, I do believe that, and I'm planning on having – I love Thanksgiving as my favorite holiday.
You're not going to blow it again, are you?
Well, and I was thinking, how wonderful is this? And I mean this in all sincerity.
How wonderful!
Well, no, to be out here at Gulfstream Park, it's a short week. We grind away pretty well on the show here, and, you know, I still love doing this stuff. But nonetheless, the prospect of having two straight mornings where you don't have to – get up and futz around and come up with some material and follow all the different things.
Oh, you're going to have to get up because the Mustang will be barking orders at you tomorrow morning that you've got to do this and got to do that.
Yeah, no, it's very simple tomorrow. My son's cooking dinner, and I think it's only going to be a few people. A lot of COVID-19 dropout, he said, already.
Yes, yeah.
My family's doing the same thing. Yep.
Yeah, everybody's dropping out.
We're just doing the family. Like, we usually do Shirley's family. We usually do my uncle, his girlfriend, some other people, and it's just the family this year.
All right, well, what does that entail there? I mean, are there a lot of Lubitzes? How many Lubitzes are going to be on the scene here for the turkey?
10. It's my sister, her husband, their 4 kids, Shirley, me, and my parents, and my brother. So just Lubitzes.
Now, do they charge a fee to get a good view of you eating? Because no. That is...
Thank God.
With a lot of food and a lot of variety of food, that could be hysterical video just in and of
probably
itself.
Is.
Actually, I thought I saw you earlier loading a couple of those plastic screens that they have around the slot machines here into your car to bring to Lubitz's house so the family is protected by any flying food.
They wear hazmat suits when Luby eats at the buffet. I mean, at a continental breakfast, everybody's got one of those beehive, beekeeper type of masks.
Yes.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
I think we're down to a scant few at the Just Man festivities tomorrow, and it's kind of interesting to have your son making Thanksgiving dinner. Man, you're bleeping old.
Yeah, we're actually...
when the kids are cooking for you, yeah.
We're actually doing a Thanksgiving
Day. What's happening? Is Karen involved in this thing?
No, go to Thanksgiving?
What?
We're not having Thanksgiving. It's been canceled.
Oh, wow.
Don't tell me you went to that stupid salmon encrusted with pistachios.
No, no, no. We are going to get together.
How many of those pieces of fish have you had to just absolutely, like, force yourself?
No, they're really good, man.
I mean, shovel down your throat because, you know, you're trying to pretend that you have some kind of class.
If it was that bad, you know I'd put it under the table and let the dog eat it. I mean, no.
Skippy! Skippy!
But actually, no, what we're doing is, you know, Frankie the kid, 91 years old.
He's cooking?
No, he's not cooking.
Your mom still looks like she's in her 40s.
83. She's going to be out there. We're setting up a little tent out in the park, and we're going to do an outdoor celebration.
That's a little bit annoying there. I don't know. I mean, it sounds like a good idea.
Listen, it's
what park? There's no park around here. Your dad lives at Century Village.
Patch Reef Park up in Boca right there off of Yamato. We're going to go in there. God. They got those little pavilion things. So
really, you're going to schlep all this stuff out there?
We're not bringing that much. We're going to bring like a salad and some, you know, like maybe turkey sandwiches.
What about a bird?
No bird. Bird. No bird. We're just going to do it out in the park, nice and safe, and we're doing it on Friday, so there's not going to be anybody out
Friday?
There. Yeah, we're doing it Friday. So
you really flipped this thing around.
Yeah, man, I'm not going to go around the geezers. You know, I mean, I'm a geezer too, but you know, I got a 91 year old dad, so I'm not taking any chances that way.
He's
so
strong as an axe. He's in better shape.
He
than
will
you.
Be able to beat both of our asses. You know that if he ever got mad,
I wouldn't fight the guy.
We got to keep Frankie.
He got a better shot of beating Tyson and Roy Jones Jr.
We got to watch out for Frankie, and so that's what we're going to do.
That sounds good. Yeah. I know you love the stories about the blown Thanksgiving dinners and. That's still, every time I think about that, how that turkey ended up in the pool, and then the real secret was I had an auxiliary turkey.
Yeah, that's the greatest part.
Okay, so that's a real thing? You really had a turkey? I thought you were just joking. You really had a turkey?
No, that's a real thing. That's a real thing.
Jesus, Ethan.
There weren't that many people there, but I had the foresight because I knew this thing was over. There was no standing eight count. The fighter could not be saved by the bell, and only the ring physician and the referee could stop the fight.
Luby, you know you're in trouble when you have an alternate turkey.
Yes, he had a backup because he thought she'd throw it at his head.
A backup turkey.
And I made it the day before, so there wouldn't be any evidence, you know, from an aroma standpoint that,
what? You cooked your own turkey?
I have to be a real turkey to even entertain the thought of having this. You know, I knew there was going to be a blown Thanksgiving dinner.
Well, obviously, the woman had to be a little bit crazy for taking the actual Thanksgiving Day turkey and heaving it into the swimming pool.
She didn't really heave it in there. She kind of bowled it in there. And she went Don Carter. She had the bent elbow. You remember Don Carter style? He had that bent elbow.
Perfect form.
She kind of shoveled the ball out.
I don't
there.
Want to know where her hand was on that turkey, but it seems like
it was an easy way to grip a turkey.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
They may not drill three holes in there, but there is
one
big
hole.
One
hole, yeah.
which is what she implied I was, a turkey's ass. This was one of those things that was inevitable. I mean, it was blown before it even started.
No, I
knew it was
going
to work out
that,
well because it all started in Las Vegas. Actually, it started before that, where and I've told the story many times, but I don't know. Is it worth repeating here?
Yeah, I think right after the break. Cause
your
I
boy
hear...
Don O'Malley, not to be confused with another very, very famous O'Malley.
Yes.
But nonetheless, your boy Don O'Malley loves that story. He was here, I think, the day that we were telling these stories.
The blown Thanksgiving dinners. He was down here visiting, but he'll love it. He's probably tuning in on the iHeart app right now up on the Jersey Shore.
Donnie boy, we love you, man. We miss you. We miss those trips to Atlantic City. I would have had several of them over the last few months had it not been for the fact that everybody's getting sick. Don't play the slots. Everybody's getting sick. Atlantic City, bad news, huh? New Jersey, aren't they closing some of that stuff back?
I have no idea
Vegas,
what's going on.
Kaputsky, Los Angeles, closing it up.
Listen, we're only a month or so away from the vaccine, so I hear, so this will all be over soon, and we're all going to be zooming up to the Jersey Shore and going into the casinos on the boardwalk and doing it all again. So, Don, hang in there. We're on our way soon.
They should inject you as you check into the hotel.
Sure.
Yes.
They give you your room key and a shot of COVID-19 elixir or whatever the heck they're going to call this vaccine. The Trump, I guess it's going to be named after if Geraldo has his way. Anyway, I mean, have you ever gone on a trip with a woman? And this could work for women. I mean, there are probably a handful of women that listen to the show with that. I can name two. The lovely and talented one, Leslie Visser, who's probably already stopped listening this morning.
Yes.
Realizing it's the same shtick all over again every Thanksgiving. And the lovely Linda is usually tuned in. Are you drinking whiskey? What is that?
Good for him. Did the party start?
We're on the air.
He's got
I'm
a bottle.
Ready.
It looks like Jack
I
Daniel.
Thought about
I'm
it.
I'm starting.
Good for him.
Starting a little early.
I'm ready.
Oh, that's some kind of fancy iced tea. How much do you have to pay for organic iced tea at the 7-Eleven?
It's not organic.
Whatever that is. All natural. Anything that says all natural on it, may as well just jack 10 bucks onto the price.
Exactly. Bro, they sell it at the 7-Eleven. It can't be organic.
How natural could it be?
Yeah, it's not natural.
All right, so have you ever gone on a trip with somebody that you knew? I mean, it was already falling apart before the trip.
Of course.
But you were committed to the trip, and you decided to go anyway, taking a shot because you're a gambler, and you're thinking, perhaps one of us will change over the next few days.
Oh, God.
No? Have you ever done that, Luby? Have you ever had a trip scheduled? You were going to go to the Napa Valley with somebody, but you knew you should have broken up with them before that.
No.
But you went anyway, and it's a disaster.
That little guy jumps up on your shoulder and says, "You're going to regret this, Jeff. You're going to really regret this."
She was actually telling me at the door when I went to pick her up that she wasn't happy with anything that was going on in the relationship.
No. And you kept going.
Especially your face.
And you kept going.
Yeah, and you know, I'm there to pick her up to go to...
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
To the airport, so she's got her suitcase
and her
there.
First words out of her mouth.
A bunch of crap.
The first words are, I don't like anything about
you. What's
going
on in this relationship?
What is wrong with you?
Getting ready to fly to Vegas, huh? I'm covering a fight. I'm going to have a good time. I love the scene out there. It was absolutely great. We were spending 4 days at the Mandalay Bay. It was amazing.
Can I say she probably was cute not seeing the girl? She probably looked good.
Oh, she probably was great.
Okay. I mean, she wasn't necessarily one of my all-time stunners, but there are very few, you know, that you can lay claim to. But, you know, every now and then you're going to have, you know, it doesn't matter what kind of, you know, looks you have or attractiveness you have as a human being, you're going to get an occasional one that everybody goes, wow, how did you get your hands on her?
Yes.
But nonetheless, I mean, she was okay. You know, I wasn't overwhelmingly attracted to her, and obviously she didn't think much of me.
Then the question. Why did you take her in the first place? I mean,
I thought it was a good idea at the time.
Because he's Defo. That's why. That's all I ever say is
Defo.
It was
a good idea at the time.
All right, so I get to the door there, and she's got her suitcase at the door, but she's already giving me crap about the fact that she wasn't happy with the way things were going. And I said, hey, listen, so-and-so. And this was the girl that I still, to this day, don't know her last name.
Nice.
All right, but... I never did. I don't even know if I ever knew his last name.
I don't understand anything you say.
How long was this relationship going for?
It was going for a couple of months. But not even. About a month before we went on a vacation.
Okay, that's not so bad. I thought you were going to say 3 years.
No, it wasn't any one of those numbers. But nonetheless, all right, so she's giving me a bunch of crap. I said, hey, listen, so-and-so, why don't you just not go?
So-and-so? What is wrong with you, man?
Well, I don't want to drop names here because you never know. I'm trying to protect the innocent, the old Jack Webb thing. The names may have been changed to protect the innocent, right? They did that on Dragnet.
I hear you.
All right, so she gives me a bunch of lip, and I say, and I'm pretty calm about it. I don't care if she doesn't want to go. That's fine. I'm going to have a great time with her or without her. So, you know, I said, well, listen, why don't you just not go? And then here it comes, right? I mean, you may as well just play the sound effect, Luby. Oh, no, I'm going.
Oh, no, that's the worst.
You're like, ah, jeez, all right.
That's the worst.
All right, so we get there, and the first day is going okay. And everything is fine. But then she got mad at me the second day because I think, you know, you might remember this. I was red hot on roulette. And I was at a table at the Mandalay Bay. They have this nice circle, kind of circle bar. And just off to the side there is a roulette wheel and maybe a craps table. In an area where there's not a lot of other gaming going on. It's kind of off the beaten path of the casino floor. But nonetheless, right there, very convenient. If you're at the bar, you go make a couple of plays.
Sure.
So I start punching 13 blacks, 7 reds, some of my favorite numbers there, 23 Michael Jordan.
Those are a few
numbers
of your
I've hit on in the past.
Favorite numbers, yeah.
And I'm hitting one after another, just one roll after another. Here, you got 10 bucks on this. Here's 350. You got 20 on that. Here's another 700.
So stacks of chips. Everything's going great.
Oh, my God, they're converting. You want me to color you out? You know, they want you to go from the table already. You're so hot.
Yes.
So I'm there for about, I don't know, maybe 25 minutes altogether. Roulette runs don't last forever, and the longer you stay at the table, once you start, if it goes south and it turns around, it's worse than a losing streak at the track.
So I figure, okay, good. I don't know. I'm up about four dimes or whatever, which was an enormous amount of money for me to be winning at that time.
Sure.
I had been getting clobbered before that. And I come back to the bar all happy. I'm ready to take this woman to the shops at the Bellagio. And she's got a face on.
A face.
A face on. And then, you know.
Oh, I know that face.
Oh, Jesus.
Any gambler knows that face.
I'm familiar with that face.
Hey, you degenerates out there, have you seen that face?
Yes.
The face of, where were you? I was here by myself forever. You're like, yeah, well, it's maybe a half an hour. Here, take 2,000. Why don't you just... There's a stack of black chips. Do something with
it. You're trying to buy away the face. It doesn't work.
There's no amount of Dr. Savant creams you can put on that face that will make it go away.
No, that you
can't. It's not going away until she gets a couple of low blows in, some shots to the body,
yes,
and maybe even a big Deontay Wilder roundhouse right on the chin.
And
right,
embarrassing you in front of everyone at the bar. That's got to happen.
Listen, King Kong Ortiz, you're finished.
Yes.
All right, so that starts the whole dispute, and it escalates into a war. And I'm just saying, hey, what are you talking about? No gambler, self-respecting gambler, could have left that table thinking, oh, my God, so-and-so is at the bar here for 15 stinking minutes by herself.
Not when you're on a roll like that, no. You've got to continue the roll until it's over.
And you know what? The people at the bar can hear all of this roaring going on. You know how it is when somebody gets hot, and then everybody's jumping on your numbers.
You were hoping she would have said, oh, that's my boyfriend.
You would think she would welcome you as if you were Willie Mays after making the basket catch with your back to the plate against Vic Wertz and then throwing a guy out at home plate. Incredible. I think it was second base, but for the purposes of the story. So, anyway, it escalates into a war. We go back to the room. It's just an absolute, knockdown, drag-out fight, and I'm holding back as best I can. I finally say, look, I'm going to call Delta Airlines. I'm going to put you on a plane right now. You would be much happier at home. Then I found out it was $1,000 to fly one way back in the day.
Yes.
Ruby, would you have spent a dime to get rid of this trip?
I would have done a lot of things.
Now, I'm up four dimes, so I was thinking about it.
Spend the money.
But we were only going to beat her like one more day. So I'm thinking, all right, let me just survive this. And finally, after things had calmed down a little bit, she realizes, listen, we're never going to see each other again. This is it. Once we get back home, it's all over. But she had already invited her family to the house for Thanksgiving dinner.
Oh, God.
Which
was consisting
of two other people, right?
Yes.
And she was planning on cooking. So I said, all right, look, I don't want to disappoint your family. Come to the house, and we'll just pretend everything's okay. And then after that, whoosh, lose my number.
Yes.
And sure enough, she shows up. She cooks the turkey, but smartly, and one of the few good moves I've made in my life, I cook an alternative turkey. And I put that away, and that's like stashed in there. Remember I had the refrigerator in the garage there?
Yes.
That's in the garage refrigerator. And it's all set up so that as soon as her family leaves, I can have my own nice Thanksgiving dinner, even if it's all by myself. But before we got to that point, the thing just escalated in a war, and she eventually fired the turkey into the pool. And her and her contingent of people got up and walked
out of the house.
I think they dented my car on the way out. they didn't even wait for me to move.
They punctured the tires on your car. Some little kid keys the car nice.
It comes under the heading of blown Thanksgiving dinners. By the way, chlorine is not a good a substitute for gravy.
Yes.
On a turkey?
The chlorinated turkey is not a big hit.
I did try to eat a couple of slices because it looked pretty good. Oh, she was a good cook. I mean, she was a fairly good cook. She was, it was one of those relationships like you're in McCarran right now where, she always offers to cook the salmon. And like a fool, you're eating it every night, even though the idea of eating a pink fish doesn't appeal to me whatsoever. All right, happy Thanksgiving, everybody. We have a lot to get into on the show. Our handicappers are all going to join us here. Jersey Kyle has an unbelievable horse that he has already pegged, and it didn't take him long to look at the racing form, which he just picked up at the 7-Eleven with that bottle of Jack Daniels. And we're out here on a Deal Volkswagen Degenerate Wednesday, early holiday edition of Degenerate Friday, at the Breezeway Bar at Gulfstream Park. And can you sense it? I mean, you can just feel it. We were walking in, our guy Johnny Brooklyn there on security, unbelievable, always recognizes us, and he said, hey, you know what's happening out here? We said, what's that? Week away from the championship meet. Starts next Wednesday, December 2nd, right here at Gulfstream Park. It'll be sensational. Horses, not that many. I guess we're in a little bit of a break period here, but when the horses are on the track, do you notice the abundance of horses here? Unbelievable. And all different outfits coming in. All the big outfits are here. You mentioned your man, Shug McGahee. He's probably got some in the back back in the backstretch right now. Unbelievable. The championship meet a week from today here at Gulfstream Park. All right, we have a lot to get into, and we're going to have all of our usual suspects, Mark Lawrence, the professor, Brandon Lang, on the show. Jersey has a Thanksgiving Day bailout special for you in case your dinner gets blown as well. Back with more in a moment on 940 Wins, 1230 The Zone, and the iHeartRadio app. Jeff DeForest, Mike Luby Lubitz, and Jersey Kyle Martinez in a moment. Now that.
The time.
Now, that was funny. My phone said 6:18, but it's 6:32. That time, I think I sent Jersey Kyle down to play in the poker tournament. We're at some lousy hotel like the Imperial Palace in Las Vegas. He was upstairs, and I know he liked to play a little poker, and I go downstairs, and I see these guys just cleaning up in this poker tournament. And a guy comes out, and I say, how'd you win so much money? He said, oh my God, the tells in this tournament are unbelievable. I mean, these guys are giving away what they have. And I'm thinking, what is that all about? I mean, how can you say that with any kind of certainty? And then I look on the sign, it was the Tourette's Poker Tournament. Guy get a pair of kings, and all of a sudden, he's like a whooping crane.
There is nothing better than Defo. It's now time for the Defo Show.
Just getting started, a deal Volkswagen Degenerate Wednesday edition of Degenerate Friday. We're out here at the Breezeway Bar at Gulfstream Park. Couldn't find a better place to be. Getting ready for the big Thanksgiving Day holiday. Jersey Kyle has what he thinks is a definitive winner. Luby would probably want to dispute that. He refuses to acknowledge any of the success we've had here picking horses on the show. We have a Turkey Day parlay as part of our deal Volkswagen DeForest Files, although I think you're going to choke on the bread stuffing on this one. Could you possibly go chock, chock, chock? Isn't that some kind of weird bird noise? Chock, chock, chock. Now, the one game's in jeopardy, Luby. Are you following his story with the Ravens? One game is in jeopardy. What are the odds the NFL decides
to cancel?
With a philosophy
that's based... There's a ton of cases, right?
The Ravens had to shut down their facility. So they're out in the street somewhere. They're all staying in a Motel 6. While they try to disinfect this joint, they should have called Billy Badgett to figure out how to run the show. And so that game is in jeopardy against the Steelers, which I thought was my lock of the century based on the Fauci theory that there are going to be enough infected Raven players and they're not playing all that great anyway, coming off a loss last week. They're not going to beat and derail the Steelers, who are at 10-0, and with Ben Roethlisberger now down to, guess what, Luby? We put out the word a week ago about Ben Roethlisberger at 28-1. We catch him at 25-1 to win the MVP award. Now down to 20-1, my friend. 20-1.
There you go.
Same odds as a fading Tom Brady, who's caught the ire of Bruce Arians, who never gets mad at anybody. And he is insulting Brady on a daily basis now.
Hey, Luby, can you tell me what's wrong with Brady? Why does he like run into the locker room and get mad and start crying?
One of the sorest losers we've ever seen. He does it all the time. He's really bad at losing.
Yeah.
I didn't let no air into no footballs. That was them guys, Yastrzemski, Carl's son.
All right, back with more in a moment here from the Breezeway on the Deal Volkswagen Degenerate Wednesday. Hope you guys are going to have a great Thanksgiving Day holiday. As I said, my favorite holiday. Looking very much forward to it, even though we do lead the league in blown Thanksgiving dinners. Back with more in a moment. Now that.
The time.
It's 6:40.
What kind of question is that?
What kind of a question is that?
How could you ask me a question like that?
Answer my question! The question, jerk!
It's time for today's mini trivia challenge, brought to you by the law offices of Jared Spingarn. If you're injured in an accident, call 833-HIRE-JARED. That's 833-447-3527. Or log on to hirejared.com, where it's not just business, it's personal. With Thanksgiving Day tomorrow, it seemed only appropriate to dig into the history of Turkey Day games. Mostly comprised of home affairs, first for the Lions, and then the Cowboys, and now with the added night affair as well. Today's HireJared.com trivia question is, who holds the record for the most rushing yards in a Thanksgiving Day game? Is it Barry Sanders, O.J. Simpson, Emmitt Smith, or Gale Sayers? That answer in a moment. For Jared Spingarn, your injury is not just business, it's personal. After suffering devastating injuries in a near-fatal car crash at 18 and dealing with unjust insurance companies in his own case, Jared decided to dedicate his life's work to help the injured. No law firm is better equipped to handle or understand your case than the law offices of Jared Spingarn. If you're a victim of a car crash, pedestrian accident, slip and fall, spinal cord injury, wrongful death, or medical malpractice, log on to HireJared.com. That's HireJared.com. Or call 833-HIRE-JARED. And instead of getting hustled by your attorney, get the one firm that's going to hustle for you. Hire Jared has the resources, the record of success, and over 1,000 winning cases worth of experience. No injury is minor when it's yours. Call 24/7 for a no-obligation free evaluation of your case. You pay nothing unless you win. Don't let your case become just another number. Log on to HireJared.com or call 833-HIRE-JARED and see what a difference personalized service can make. Jared Spingarn has been in your shoes. It changed his life. Let the law offices of Jared Spingarn help change yours. You have to go back to 1976 when, in a losing effort that saw his team fall to 2-10 on the season, O.J. Simpson rattled off 273 rushing yards as the Bills lost to the Lions in Detroit 27-14. Simpson had a long of 48 and did not score in the game as he tallied the total on only 29 carries. That's today's mini trivia challenge, brought to you by the law offices of Jared Spingarn for all personal injury matters. And remember, if you don't win, you don't pay a dime, not one red cent. Log on to HireJared.com or call 833-HIRE-JARED, 833-447-3527.
Molly Kaliki Maka is the thing to say on a bright NFL draft day. That's the Florida greeting that we send to you from the land where palm trees sway. Tanga Vailoa is our quarterback. He'll be throwing touchdowns and he'll never get sacked. Molly Kaliki Maka is the thing to say on a bright NFL draft day.
Enjoy your trip to work with lots of laughs, thanks to Defo and Luby. Now on the Defo Show.
I'm not sure what I like better. I think it's a one-on-one-A situation there. The Mala Kaliki Maka Tanga Vailoa song.
Yes.
Or to the tune of Sherry Baby by the Four Seasons.
Jerry Bailey. They're both pretty bad. But.
And prominently featured here when we can prod Luby into doing it. On 940 Wins, 1230 The Zone, and the iHeartRadio app on a Deal Volkswagen. This is a special holiday edition, Degenerate Wednesday, from the beautiful Breezeway Bar here at Gulfstream Park. The championship meet right around the corner. We're talking about a week from today. That can't come by fast enough. You got the holiday, and you make a quick turnaround. Monday, everybody's peeling himself off the mat. We'll join you then, and come right back on Wednesday, punch away here at Gulfstream Park. I love the way they set these tables up here. Sort of along the apron on, and yet protected undercover. Just a perfect place to take in the races with your buddies and feel safe. They're going to have more fan access. It's going to be a blast. Championship meet starts a week from today. You still have the simulcasting going on. And you've got a Bomberuski coming from the fairgrounds, which opens up today on tomorrow's card, coming from Jersey Kyle. Back with more in a moment on 940 Wins, 1230 The Zone, the iHeartRadio app. Jeff DeForest, Mike Luby Lubitz, and Jersey Kyle Martinez. Brandon Lang later on, a professor on college football. He's been hot. You hot. And Len Robbins going to be with us as well from the New York Extra, our degenerate brother. And Mark Lawrence of Playbook.com, the ultimate trend handicapper. Back with more in a moment. Now that.
The time.
I'll give you a trend. How boring is that Lions game usually to start the Thanksgiving holiday football digest there on TV? How boring is that Lions game? What do you think, Luby? Do they score a point or do they win somehow and screw up our three-team parlay?
Because we're all against them, they'll probably win.
They probably win by 20, right? They look great. Stafford looks like a candidate for MVP. He wipes out our chances of winning with Roethlisberger. All right, back with more in a moment. Now that.
The time.
Usually so boring, that Lions game. My God, they always suck. It's 6:51. Jeff DeForest, Jersey Kyle Martinez, back with more in a moment. Now that.
Do you want a tip on a horse?
Not especially.
We now return to the Defoe Show.
Special Thanksgiving holiday edition of the Deal Volkswagen Degenerate Friday Show. We're out here on a Wednesday at the Breezeway Bar at Gulfstream Park. Championship meet a week away. Some big racing coming up over the weekend. And, of course, Thanksgiving Day. I always used to like the Thanksgiving Day handicap. when they were running that. I believe that was happening at the Tropical at Calder meet back in the day, which yes. We also say, this is it for racing at what is now Gulfstream Park West, or known as Gulfstream Park West. Final couple of days out there, Gulfstream Park West. So that's a South Florida tradition, wasn't it? Roof Garden, summer, 4 o'clock. It was Lightning Rod Cap Day. You'd go out there and sit on a roof garden and wait for the dark clouds that were hovering overhead, whether it was involving, you know, figuratively your gambling or literally.
Oh, I thought you were talking about some of the guys that would show up that are like dark clouds that will ruin your days.
There were some real characters up there.
There was.
A lot of guys that you wanted to dodge, too.
Hey, how you doing?
Wheelchair John, I mean, a very likable guy, but a human jinx to me. He was a good luck charm, though, for the polyman. But yeah, it was a, you know, a small circulation of people that were up there on the roof garden.
I don't know why you don't like him, because every time I see him, I win.
Every time I saw him, I couldn't cash a ticket for the rest of my life. It's unbelievable. All right, we're coming back with more. We have our football handicappers coming on. Brandon Lang, the professor on college football. Mark Lawrence, the ultimate trend handicapper. Well, on Thanksgiving Day, you know, after eating a full plate of turkey the day before. Now, he'll have all kinds of stuff. Len Robbins going to join us on the show, and we're glad to have you with us here. From the Breezeway Bar at Gulfstream Park, Mike Luby Lubitz at the controls. I'm Jeff DeForest. We've got Jersey Kyle. He's got another winning horse for you, or so we hope. It's going to make your Thanksgiving Day holiday. Back with more in a moment. Now that.
The time.
And the Greek's going to be on today, 3 o'clock. The Greek joined us yesterday. He was in a very good mood, the Greek. It's 6:58.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.